fact that it's probably going to be a runoff between you and your Republican opponent. Any thoughts on that at all? Or?
Let's go to Washington.
And what will your plans be when you get to Washington, my man?
Well, my first plans, I'm going to grab Congresswoman Maxine Waters. She came out strong. I tell you, our community is so blessed to have her as a representative, because from day one, this has been a sprint of, you know, 35 some odd days, and she has not hesitated in her support. We walked in the community, we went to churches, we talked about the issues, she took me around D.C. So the first thing I'm going to do when I get to D.C. is just thank God and grab her and give her a huge hug.
That's it.
Any final comments to your supporters here today?
Well, I have a few things I'd like to share when we're done with this, but the main thing I want to say to everyone here is that we all know that most people didn't think that this would happen, but it was because of all the people who were in this room who did their part, whatever it was, whether it was walking, whether it was calling, whether it was voting, you know, with the Democratic Party, everyone, whether it was within our Filipino community, they came in strong, our mobile home community, everybody in this room did something. And that's why we see the results that we see. This race was not about Laura. And one of the hardest things that I've had to struggle with is that I really felt a tremendous burden, because it really wasn't about Laura. It was about making sure, and hear me loud and clear, it was about making sure we had someone from our community who knew our community, who had experienced the issues of our community, and who was committed to delivering for the community. And when I say our community, I'm talking about working people, labor people in the house. We're talking about for people who are working, that they should be able to make a decent wage for the work that they do. I would not have gone to the schools that I went to. I wouldn't have had braces on my teeth had my mother not been a member of the House of Labor. And this is about making sure when we talk about our community, it's about people. If we just have a chance, we can make it. But we need to have an opportunity to be able to have that chance. And so for the entire community, all of our community from Watts, Willowbrook, Carson, Long Beach, everywhere, we just want to be able to have a shot at it. And then our community can take care of the rest.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congratulations.